Thought Leader Thursdays are sponsored by Associated Bank. Whether you're buying, building, or refinancing a home, Associated Bank is dedicated to finding the right mortgage solution for you. Visit associatedbank.com/thoughtleadership. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We're on with Tom Wolf, Senior Vice President in Equipment Finance and Leasing at Associated Bank. Tom, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
I want to focus our thought leader conversation today on a couple of things. I know your area of expertise is equipment finance and leasing. And I suppose one of the first questions I have is, you know, what does that encompass, equipment finance and leasing? Talk to us a little bit about how that fits into how we view the economy.
Yeah, and I think where the focus is again, the name kind of speaks for itself. My focus is on heavy CapEx industries, you know, transportation, manufacturing, food processing, where I lend either loans or a lease on that type of equipment, secured by that type of equipment. So when it relates to the economy, you know, there's really two things that happen or what I see. It's you know, people in these industries typically have to replace their equipment annually. So that's a part of the business that we do and see often. But also when times are good, growth is also something that occurs in the industries that I cover. So with that, that really, really grows. And I think in 25, we probably saw more replacement than growth, mm-hmm. although I'm anticipating 26 to be much more on the growth side.
So you can look at some of these projects, some of these orders or projects. I don't know how you describe them, but you can use those as a barometer for how things are going.
Oh, absolutely. You know, due to the fact that our touch points are often, you know, our customers are always calling with either requests or growth plans, you know, so I get to see and talk to a number of customers in a number of industries, and I really can get a touch point on really where I think the industry is going, their comfort level, because when these decisions are made, it's typically 9 to 12 months before any of this stuff delivers and occurs. So really what these people are making, they're making decisions into the near future. So I get a good touch point of kind of where I think the economy is going.
Yeah. Along those lines, I saw a report, I think this is put together by a group of economists and industry folks who said that, you know, in 2026, they expect the U.S. economy to grow by about 2.7%. And in this report, it says equipment investment is expected to grow at about a 4.7% annualized pace as we see the year close out and move into next year. Talk to us a little bit about how that fits into things. Is that a big number or could we see more?
Yeah, I think it's pretty big. I think the general theme here is we're cautiously optimistic into 26. You know, I think originally in 25, the White House definitely had a pro-business feel. The thought was the inflation number was going to get in line. And then the thought was then interest rates were going to reduce. And for the most part, that occurred in 25, but I think at a much slower pace than anticipated. So I think a lot of those growth plans that were discussed in 25 got kicked to 26. So I think that 4.7 number you're talking about might be slightly higher if or when we can get inflation in line and we continue to see rating decreases as we anticipate.
Yeah, and there's some signal that that's already happening. They looked at the third quarter, which saw that number grow to about 7.5%. So it looks like it's trending higher, and you think it's going to continue higher into next year?
When you say higher, are you talking inflation or
no?
The
investment, the equipment investment.
Oh, investment. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I absolutely do. And again, this... A lot of conversations of who I'm having right now are for plans in 26. And just about everyone is anticipating more spend in their CapEx than they did the prior year.
I know those budgets are being put together now, so you would have a good feel for what these companies are going through.
You're absolutely right. And again, this quarter and for first quarter are really a barometer for me to know what people want to do in 2026. And so far, what I'm seeing here is that they plan to spend more.
Tom, what does the interest rate environment do to the planning here? We've had a couple of rate cuts. We're going to find out whether or not we're going to see any more of those next year. You touched on it briefly earlier about lower rates being good, but talk to us about how more rate cuts might help moving into the next year.
Yeah, it's in the industries that I cover, and due to the fact that they typically borrow on those CapEx spend that they have, the interest rates are a key barometer and a key key income statement line item that they pay very close attention to. So any increase, either a quarter point or 50 basis points, is a significant reduction in their expense for their income statement. So any reduction in interest rate really, really kind of affords them to spend more just because it's just a lot cheaper for them.
This year, the U.S. manufacturing industry had some challenges. It was a challenging economic environment. The prediction is for it to get a little bit better next year. I want to talk to you a little bit about the tax and spending bill that was passed. I know some of those provisions are about to come into effect that might actually encourage more manufacturing investment, and I'm guessing equipment financing and leasing.
Yeah, I think one of the biggest one is the 100% depreciation, where companies can take 100% of the cost that they spend on their equipment and reduce their tax liability. It's been something that was enacted many years ago and really spurred growth. I think that's going to be something that I saw in the second half of 25 and certainly is going to take hold here in 26. I think also in the bill, they also are going to keep low corporate taxes. Again, that is just going to spur more growth in CapEx spend. So I think those two barometers are definitely going to be benefit into 26.
Yeah, I know I've been talking a little bit about manufacturing here, but I wonder if this spreads across other industry sectors as well.
Oh, yeah. Anybody, certainly in the heavy CapEx spend industries, food, transportation, certainly manufacturing, heavy in the Midwest, all of those are going to play in a positive note for them to expand or grow their CapEx spend.
We talk a lot about artificial intelligence these days. I'm curious what impact artificial intelligence has on this area that you are interested in, the equipment finance and leasing area. Are we seeing artificial intelligence play any roles in the equipment that's being purchased or leased?
Yeah, I think it's twofold. I think from the data centers that are exploding across the U.S., in order for those to grow and to expand, there's a lot of parts and labor that need to go into those data centers. So I think just the U.S. manufacturing industry is definitely going to take advantage of supplying that. But also just in the AI world, with unemployment still pretty low, 4.5, maybe slightly lower here in the Midwest, being ahead of the curve in technology is extremely important because you just don't have the manpower to supply some of that growth that you want. So getting the latest technology to keep ahead of the fold is extremely important for these industries.
Is semiconductor, the demand for semiconductors, is that something that impacts the Chicago area?
It certainly does. I would say from the Midwest, it's a little probably more towards the auto and heavy industrial supply. But certainly the AI chip is a big part of the U.S. manufacturing. I just see it a little less here in the Midwest.
Yeah. Tom, talk to us about the strategy here. I saw one report where the authors of the report suggested that companies really prioritize their focus, have a strategic focus, a targeted technology investment focus in the coming year. Is that something that you would suggest, recommend as well?
Yeah, I think technology is extremely important for, again, to stay competitive in this global environment that we have. If you start losing your sight of that, I think you're going to start losing the game. But more importantly, it's the people that you hire and making sure that they're trained in the new technology that is being presented. I think that's almost as important of the technology in and of itself.
If you had to predict, and I know you don't have a crystal ball, but if you had to predict what 2026 is going to bring in this sector, what would you say it's going to be?
I think we're going to see an increase, probably more towards the second half of 26, as long as inflation decreases. And I think if that does take hold, then the Fed will be more than willing to reduce interest rates.
All right, Tom, great conversation. How can people get a hold of you and have a one-on-one if they want?
Thomas.Wolf@AssociatedBank.com.
All right, Tom. Great talking with you, and I look forward to having another conversation with you soon.
All right. Thanks, Steve. Take care.